This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Fasentino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Joji Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino, and now here's the host of your show, Joji Pasentino.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joji Pasentino. And I like the new sound effect, me giggling. but it's I'm very excited because I have a great show planned for you guys, and also I'm in the chat room. So last time I wasn't in the chat room, but this time I am in the chat room, so I'm ready to ask those questions. Yes. So we have a really, really great show. Tonight we are going to, first let's talk about my guests here. I will have joining me two great music artists, Billy Curtis and Mandy Price. And also I want to mention this week on Josie's Hard Country, my guest was the outstanding singer-songwriter, Lace Whitworth. So tune in on Sunday, April 22nd for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern time zone, and you could tune into that show at thesouthernstar.org, thesouthernstar.org, and check that out. So, yes, is my guest here? Let's see, not yet, nada. But let me cue in here my producer really quick, Tina Marie Pasentino.
Hello, everybody. All right, so we have got out of the country guests today. So we may have a little time zone thing going on, but we will figure it out because that's what we do. So all I want to say is, okay, Ellen, enough is enough with the like giggling.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to hear real giggling. Okay, it's funny. All right, so the Joji Show is brought to you tonight by our sponsors, Paradise Salon and Spa in downtown Delray Beach, Florida. You can reach them at paradisesalon.net, featuring Body Logic Laser and Skin Solutions with Deanna Clark, and Always Beautiful Creations with Diana Carroll, and many other services, plus a cafe in the lobby. They are located at 140 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida. Body Logic is in Suite 23. Their number is 561-330-7579, bodylogiclaser.com. And Always Beautiful Creations is located in Suite number 22. Their number is 954-644-9797, and they're at Always Beautiful Creations. All right.
Awesome.
That is actually a preview of Josie's next single.
Fun preview. We should tell everybody about that and let everybody know about some upcoming guests that we've got planned.
All right. So, upcoming guests, on May 4th, we have a very, very special show, as we mentioned. It is going to be my debut single premiere party right here on the Joji Show. My single is titled Teenage Girl, and we'll be playing it for the first time that night, so May 4th, on right here at the Joji Show. I'm super excited. I hope you guys like the song. It's a lot of fun, and I hope you guys enjoy it, because it's I had a lot of fun in the studio working on it, so I hope you guys enjoy it. And also on May 11th, we have Vassie and Trent Davis and Bo Walton. On May 18th, we have actress and model Deanna Clark. And on May 25th, we have Danielle Barjo. So let's check that out. And we are actually in the process of confirming a bunch more bookings, so keep checking out the homepage of our site to see the many upcoming artists we will be featuring each week. And we are actually currently booking for June as well. So if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the contacts tab on our website at josieshow.com and send us a message. We would love to hear from you.
Hey, Josie. Yes.
What? Yeah.
I have an old friend who hasn't been here in a while in the chat room.
Let me see. Oh, hi, Panda Amanda. Oh, yes, Amanda. She hasn't been here in, like, ages. Hello. I'm glad you are joining us tonight. We have a really, really fun show. So let's see here. What else do I want to talk about? I want to talk about really quick before our guest arrives. I want to mention on our website at josieshow.com, you see all these, like, tabs at the top, where you can check the on all of our tabs. We have, like, the forums where you can check that out, and, like, all of the news is in there, and you could write anything that you please in there. And we have a lot of fun topics, and it's a lot of fun. And also we have it's new. We have the Josie Show newsletter. And so you can sign right up for the newsletter and get all of that information and what we got going on the show. And also, of course, after every single show, it's archived. It stays on our website forever and ever, and you can check that out at that tab, the archives. And there's just so many other tabs, like the store. We have wonderful items in there with my face on it. And then also our sponsors tab, and you can contact us at the contacts tab and check that out. Woo! So,
Josie?
Yes, I'm a little, wait, I do not see, what is it called? Those, where those games are, we're on the site.
You
I don't
have to
see
go
that
to
anymore.
The forums for those.
Oh, see, there you go. See, that's why I asked. See, I played dumb for a reason. The arcade is now in the forums. So check that out. There's not two separate tabs. Now it's just all in the forums. So check that out, TCC. So, yes, I'm going to put my producer on here really, really fast here. Hello, Tina Marie again.
Hello.
So are you excited for my premiere party? Are you excited? Because I'm so excited.
I am out of control excited. This has been a long project in the making.
But tons of fun. And we actually have an event thing on Facebook where you can, it gives you all the information on that, and you could say if you're joining or you're not going to join or maybe joining, I don't even know. But, yeah, so check that out as well, and you can get all the information. I'm so excited.
Can everyone, what they're looking at on the video player on the website right now?
So what is on there? Because I don't see it. Hold on. My, like, website, like, the website on my computer is, like, really crazy right now. I don't see anything in the Ustream.
JoJo.
Wait, let me refresh. My computer is having technical difficulties, people. Okay.
Oh, it's JoJo the squirrel.
Where do you see that? I don't see that.
He's on the little streaming TV. He's so cute. He's so little.
Wait, hold on. I'm refreshing the page.
Aw, he's super little.
Everybody
say hello to one of everyone say hello to one of our guests tonight who's in the chat room, Mandy Lynette.
Hey
Mandy.
Woo! I wonder if we got the times mixed up here.
Yeah, we might have a little time zone issue. I went ahead and sent over a little email, so let's see what that does. Let me take a quick look here. Yeah, I don't see anything. So, you know what? Why don't I go ahead and tell Mandy.
See if we can get her on soon.
Yeah,
that'd
Mandy,
be awesome.
If you're listening and you want to call in a little bit sooner, we can go ahead and just mix up our order tonight.
Yeah, right there in the chat room. Right there in the chat room, just in case she isn't listening to the show.
I sure will.
Awesome.
Let me just see if I could do this.
Awesome.
Hello. Okay, I will call. She heard us.
Woo! Oh, cool. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
That's awesome. Woo!
Woo, so now we'll...
Perfect. All right, so we'll just mix up our order tonight. That's no problem at all.
All good. See,
no
we...
problem.
See, it helps have that chat room in there, just in case.
It
you
does.
Know, you never know.
All right, so I'm going to go meet Mandy on the switchboard and get her on, and we will give her a little chat, and then we will get Billy Curtis on as soon as he calls in. No problem whatsoever.
Awesome. So you do that while I blab until we can get her screened and ready and queued up.
We love blabbing. Awesome.
We always love blabbing. So let me see what's going on in the chat room while you screen. Let's see here. Do 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 do. Hi, Reba fan for forever. Panda Amanda. Woo! Hello, everybody. We really love live shows. Oh my goodness, that giggle is like overused now, Alan. Okay. Let's see here. Da, 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 da. I'm looking at things, looking at things.
You know, Mandy is calling from very far away, so it's like probably 1 o'clock in the morning where she's at. So
what?
If we can get her on a little sooner, that would be okay.
That would be good. That would be helpful.
She can go to bed a little earlier tonight than what she had planned.
See?
That's awesome.
We're all about helping out.
That's right. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Awesomeness. Awesomeness.
It's funny. Very, very funny. All right. So, let's see here.
Should we cue her in, or do you want to screen her first?
Well, do you see her number? Where's her number? Mm-hmm. There's her number.
Boom.
Oh, let's see who that is.
Let's just put her on.
Da, 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 da.
That's awesome.
All right, do we have her queued up?
Mandy, are you there?
I am, yes. Can you hear me?
Ah, yes, we
yes.
hear you. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry for the crazy mix-up. We always have those crazy techie difficulties with the time zones all over the place. But I'm so glad I get to talk to you sooner. How are you?
Really my pleasure. Thank you for letting me on the show.
I'm very excited, too. We're going to have a lot of fun. But to get to know you a little bit better for all of the new fans and all that fun stuff, how old were you when you started singing and doing everything that you're doing?
I was about 12 years old.
Oh,
wow.
When
I first wrote my first song, and I started singing when I was really, really young, just walking around the shop. Just singing.
That's really cool. That's a good way to start out. That is awesome. That is so, so cool. So growing up, who would you say were your biggest musical influences and still are? Who do you really look up to?
I love Dolly Parton. Absolutely love her. I look up to her. And Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
I love Patsy Cline. And they're about to say Madonna, too. Love Madonna.
The greats. That's what I call it. Love it. Love it, love it. And so what genres of music do you play?
I play all kinds of music. I play country. Mm-hmm. I play R&B. I like to do it all. I like to do a bit of everything, so I got my options open for me.
Yeah.
But it'll be whatever.
Very neat, very neat. I love that you like all kinds of music. You don't just stick with one genre. You just have a whole, like, slew of music that you like. It's always awesome. And for someone who's never heard your music before, how would you describe your music to them?
They'll love it. no, they wouldn't. Because there's, like, for all ages, my music will go out to the teens. My music will go out to all kinds of people, really, because I do all different genres. I do country and old-fashioned ones and... I just love music. Everybody would like me.
Love it. So it's good for all ages and very, very amazing, if I do say so myself. And we just absolutely love your music, and we're actually going to get ready to play some music for our audience. How about we play your song, You Make Me Feel, and we'll be right back, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, here we go. You Make Me Feel by Mandy Price. Was Andre Green. Am I saying that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. That was a rapper in it. Very, very great. Very, very great job. Love that song. And I want to mention where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music after the show?
Okay.
So where can our listeners? I believe iTunes, right? If I'm correct?
What's that, sorry?
Is where can the listeners go to purchase all of your music? I believe like iTunes or.
Oh, right, yeah. You can go to Reverb
mm-hmm.
Nation, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Reverb Nation. There's iTunes, which they are going up on soon. There's IndieTrack. I'm going to have to write these, I think.
Perfect. And also, you are on some social networking sites as well. Can you give out those for people?
Yeah, it's IndieChat. I'll write that one in as well.
Mm-hmm.
IndieChat.com/MandolinettePrice. And there's ReverbNation/MandolinettePrice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear all my music on all radios as well. I have an artist page on Inventors Zets Radio. You can hear me on.
Perfect.
There's loads.
Yeah, there are. There's a lot of places people can find you. And also, Google is my friend, so all I have to do is type in Mandy Price, and you should pop up. It's all good. And also, you're completely in control of your music, right? And if I understand correctly, you also produce your own music as well.
I did start to produce my own music, and then I met this guy at the studio, and he's starting to help me produce as well. Now, so I just go there, I write my music, I play the piano, I do all my music myself, and the lyrics and everything is mine, and then I just go to the studio now and record it. So.
Absolutely. It must be much easier for you, to be in control of your music, so it's like all what you want. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, I guess I'm my own boss.
Yeah, very, very neat. And as promised, we have another one of your songs here tonight to play. Let's play your song, Maybe, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Can never make you smile, but you can see me cry.
And that was Maybe by Mandy Price. And also, you taught yourself to play some instruments as well. Can you tell us everything that you play?
I play piano. Mm-hmm. I taught myself how to play piano. I've only been playing for about a year and a half now on the piano. I play a little bit of guitar. I'm not that good on guitar, but it gets me to do my songs, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I love to dance. I really like to dance. So I couldn't joke about this last week, Tina. No, I'm willing to play anything, to be honest. I give anything a go.
Wow. That's amazing. You do. You do so many things. It's not even funny. You are just very, very talented. And
I love it.
And so, are you currently working on any other projects, or you know, writing, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, I'm actually doing a project now in my studio, Matt's studio. In Swansea, where I live in Wales. And I'm going to be singing my songs that you've been playing tonight in the Olympics. And there'll be a show going on as well and a bit of a party over here in Swansea. So I'm looking really forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Oh, very, very cool. One of these days you have to come to Illinois or anywhere close. We'd love to see you perform. That'd be awesome.
I really love to come there, and hopefully one day I will.
it would be really, really cool to get to check it out. goodness, Alan. Alan. Wow. Alan wants me to ask you, do people often mistake your voice for Dolly Parton?
They do.
Yeah, he's in the chat room. He's like, your voice sounds like very Dolly Parton-ish. I'm like, oh yeah.
I love it.
And so also, here's a fun question for you. If you could perform with anyone in the business, who would you choose? Who would you love to work with?
Who would I sing with? The Black Eyed Peas. I really like them.
Ooh, yeah. That would be good.
Cool. Like,
petition time. Awesome. So let's see here. I want to play your next song, Everybody Needs, and we will be right back. Check it out.
Okay.
I need the pillow sometimes. I need someone to hold me tight. Whisper in my ear.
Bye.
that was Everybody Needs. And we have some fun questions for you. Are you ready? Okay, because we got some really fun ones. We got some really fun questions for you.
Okay.
So what are some things you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
What was that song you couldn't hear? Tell me again.
Oh, what are some things you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
Right. I like to go out with friends.
Yeah.
I like to go out with friends. Not to parties or nothing, but I'm too old for that now. I love to spend a lot of time with my kids, take them out. Just go for pictures maybe with the kids. Just do lots of things with them.
Oh, very, 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 very cool. Love it, love it. And we have, let's see, I want to find some more fun questions here for you. So do you have any, crazy on-stage moments that happened, any embarrassing on-stage moments?
Not yet, thank God.
Not yet. But I will not jinx you. Okay, cool.
I'm having one now.
I have not. No. We've had some really, really crazy ones, so that's a really, really fun question. But I'm glad you haven't had anything too crazy. and also, so here's a really just fun question. What's your favorite thing to watch? Your favorite movie, favorite TV show?
I like watching true movies. I like watching bios. I like Tina Knight's true movies.
Oh, yeah.
I like Marley and Me. I love Marley and Me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Made me cry.
I like sad movies.
you do? Very cool. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I watched Marley and Me, and
yeah.
I seriously completely bawled.
It's the kids that I see.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Very, very, very cool. And there's a funny question that I want to get out there. Alan in the chat room asks, how many shoes does Mandy have?
Tell him not many.
Alan, that's funny.
I'm not a shoe person.
You're not that big of a shoe person. I'm not either, so no worries there.
Yeah.
let's see here. Let's see here. Oh, what's your favorite vacation spot? Where do you like to travel?
It has to be Spain. Love Spain.
Ooh.
La
I've never been there.
It's really lovely there.
Oh, that's awesome. I've never been there, but I really, really want to go. Well, it's a tie
really
between
lovely.
That and Italy.
Love Italy as well.
I always wanted to. Let's see. Panda Amanda in the chat room asks, what's your favorite kind of food?
Chinese.
Love oh, yeah.
Chinese. Take away
oh, yeah.
to all the time.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Agreed, agreed, agreed. And here is a pretty good question here. For like shows and stuff like that, are you able to like dress yourself, or do like people have to pick out your clothes and all that crazy stuff? Are you able to just like wear
no,
whatever you want?
I pick my own. I get my own.
Okay, yeah. That's how I would like it too, so I could just like be comfortable. That's what I would do too. That's a good question. So, yes, let's see. If anybody else has any more questions in the chat room, I will ask your questions, all that fun stuff. Question time from the chat room. Woo! Let's see. Oh, Alan asks, does Mandy like squirrels? Do you like squirrels?
Yes.
Good. Good. Good, good. Alan says, yay! That's hilarious. and is there any place that you haven't performed yet that you would really love to perform?
Yeah, I'd love to sing the Grand Ole Opry. I'd love to sing there in Nashville.
That would be really, really cool.
It would.
It would be. That would be awesome. It would be a very awesome experience. I want to too. So, let's see here. Panda Amanda asks, "What is your favorite animal?"
I love cats, and I like snakes. I have a snake, and I do like tarantulas, and I have a tarantula too.
Ooh!
I love all animals.
Awesome animal person. Perfect. So let's see. We are actually running out of time here, but Mandy, I have to say thank you so much for chatting with us. Oh, wait, before we go, there's another question that just popped up, and I want to ask it. Mandy, if you weren't making music, what else would you be doing as a career? Good question.
I think I would be a nurse.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I'm
helping
doing
people out.
I'm doing a bit of home care myself now, so, but if nothing ever came in my career, I think I'd carry on with that, so.
Yeah. Oh, very, very, very cool. And I have to thank you. Thank you so much, Mandy, for calling in and calling in before your time. Thank you.
I know.
We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it.
I had so much fun talking with you. And you can come on any time you please, even just to say hi.
I shall. I will.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you, Mandy, and hope you have a great rest of your night. Or it's kind of late
you
by
too.
You, I think.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Mandy Clay. And that applause is well-deserved. But, yeah, I am definitely guaranteed, I think we got a time zone mix-up happening. But how about we play some of our guests here, Billy Curtis, who is still supposed to be on, but we might have had a mix-up. But I wonder, maybe we could play some of his music. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I just got the thumbs up that we are able to do that. Let's get my producer on here.
All right. Let's play some music because that rocks, absolutely. Yeah, sometimes when we go across different countries, we have a little mix-up with the time zone. So, no, we were going to reschedule. That is not a problem at all. But let's hear a little bit of the music because I wanna.
Oh, yes, me too.
Absolutely, he is awesome. So, and special thank you to Mandy. She rocks.
Oh, yes. It doesn't really help if I was awake. I know. It's all good. We are so sorry.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Perfect. But we're glad you came on because you're awesome. We
absolutely
love your music.
Absolutely. All right, so let's listen to a little Billy Curtis now. We're going to play his song, Kinda Blue. Here we go.
Kinda Blue. Here we go.
Turn will be like hell.
Kind of Blue by Billy Lee Curtis. Billy Curtis, I apologize. So let's see here. I had a thumbs up that we have a caller, a surprise caller. Oh, okay. Let's check it out. Hello, surprise caller.
I love you, Josie.
Ah, I love you too, Amanda. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. It has been forever. Like, seriously, I think it's been ages.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes, what has been going on with you? What's up?
School.
Oh, yeah, me too. me too. It was so
hey,
fun because...
Hey, what's up, girly girl?
What?
He's like, what's up?
I just got done eating my very nutritious dinner.
What'd you have, Alan? What did you have?
A bowl of ice cream.
Very nutritious. Oh, yes. Delish. Lucky. I want some ice cream after this now. Dang. Yeah, now I want some Chinese food because of Mandy, who said she loves Chinese. Now we're going to have to get some Chinese. But, yes.
That sounds
very,
good,
very
too.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I remember a while back ago when you used to just call in surprise and we would, like, talk, like, for, like, hours.
Yeah, I
funny.
Remember. And
that
I would
was
be
funny.
Wild Mountain Dew or Red Bull.
Yes, and sometimes you would be risque and drink both of them at the same time, which you should never, ever do. Ever.
I haven't done that in a while. Maybe next
you
week.
Haven't? Wow.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a while. I haven't been drinking Red Bull in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Girl.
Wow.
And I've had a 24 ounce sitting in the refrigerator just waiting.
It's just calling your name.
Yep.
That's hilarious. But I've seen, I don't know if it was a comment or I think you said yes or whatever, but are you coming to my premiere debut single party on the show?
Try.
Okay, cool, because that would be awesome if you were there. But if you don't, I won't take it, like, a bad way.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, it's all good. If you can make it, that would be amazing. But if you can't, you can listen to the archives.
Yes, I can always do that.
Absolutely.
And at least it's not on my prom night.
Oh, yeah. That would stink. When's prom night for you?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Ooh. That is fast. Oh, my goodness, Alan.
What was that?
I don't, Alan, oh, my goodness. Alan is having, like, so much fun with the sound effects tonight. It's crazy. Wait, my producer is going to come on the line. My mom.
Hey, Amanda, how are you?
Hey.
Good,
how are
it
you?
It has been good. It has been forever since I have, you know, heard about prom. So tell me a little bit about the prom theme. Do they do any of that stuff still?
Yeah, we're going to have, it's I think it's Paris theme or something. And mm-hmm. It just starts at 8 and stuff. And, of course, you're not allowed to come. When you go in, you can't come back out for the alcohol and all that. But
oh, yeah, they got big rules against all that stuff now.
Big
they didn't
rules.
Have that back in the day. Yeah, exactly. Well,
but
that is
I'm sure
awesome.
There's
going to
be plenty of after parties.
After parties.
What color's your dress?
Dark blue. It's not quite royal, though. It's on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well,
we
got to
check it out.
Yeah, we got to get to it. Wow, that is awesome. Hope you have a fabulous time.
Yes.
Are you graduating this year or next year?
Next year.
Okay, great. Woo. Great. So what do they call that? Does that mean that this is like a junior prom? Is that what that means?
For me, yeah, it's junior prom.
Yeah.
You have a lot of questions there.
Hey, you know what?
I feel like you're interrogating her. Like, what color is your dress?
I am all about that kind of
what's
stuff.
What's your theme for your prom?
I know. You are the only one who's
do you
want to
know who made my dress? Who does my hair?
Are you getting a limo for your prom?
No, I'm driving my Jeep, which hopefully will be working by next weekend.
Oh, awesome. You drive. It's all cool.
Now for the big question.
Yeah, and I drive a 5-speed.
Do not ask any questions.
Oh, no. What?
Mandy,
I don't know. I'm afraid.
Amanda, what did you think of our first guest tonight, Mandy Lynette Price?
Ooh.
She was awesome. She was awesome.
Totally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She was awesome. She was, like, really, she's, like, really, really nice. And, like, her music, like, some music, you know, I mean, you can dance to it and, you know, but this one, like, her music kind of just, you have to dance or it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Like, it gets you off your butt and, like, you have to dance.
That's what I was doing in the kitchen while I was listening and trying to figure out what I was going to eat.
See? Exactly.
I kind of like that. Her music is all different genres.
It's true. It is. It's like all different genres. And it's crazy because, like, there's country, some R&B in there, and just so many other mixes. I like you. I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps it fresh. Mm-hmm. Keeps it non-boring.
Yep.
It's awesome sauce.
We're going to play another song.
Oh, we are going to play another song? Oh, wait, okay, then I have to say goodbye. Oh, Amanda, thank you so much for calling
in. You're welcome.
In.
Maybe we should have one of our after-show talks.
Oh, totally. That would be awesome. We have to see first if I can order Chinese. I need some Chinese. But yes, that would be awesome. And Amanda, we will talk to you a little later. Sounds good?
Have fun at prom.
All right, sounds good.
Awesome.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Dance for me.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Woo. That was my longtime internet friend, I guess I can call her, Amanda, Panda Amanda. We met, like, when I was, like, 14 or whatever on, like, Twitter, and she's, like, she's so cool. She's awesome. So, yes. Are we going to play some more music from Mr. Billy Curtis?
We so are, because, you know, I just have to say that he has got, like, the coolest names to his songs.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to mention something.
What?
Amanda is one of the very first listeners to the Josie Show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
For over 2 years.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Along with our good friend Caitlin.
And, yeah, very dedicated.
And they still talk to us.
And they still talk to us. That's the most important part.
Yeah, she was in the chat room tonight, too. I think she got logged out accidentally.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
Dedication. You guys are awesome.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so I have been dying to play this song from Billy Curtis.
Is it a cool name title?
You know, I am with the name title. Something about the name title, for some reason, will get me to play a song. I don't know why. So that's just how it is. It has to be something about the name. I just don't know. So anyways, his names are so cool. But anyways, Billy Curtis, we're going to go ahead and play one of his songs now. We're going to play Boogie Woogie Baby.
Okay, you're right. That is the coolest name.
I'm so excited. All right, grab your boots because I think we might need them. So here we go.
All right, got my boots in hand.
Rocking.
Let's go.
You set souls on fire every time you turn it on. You got more than what it really takes to make this feeling strong. You get my body grooving. You get me a little bit on round the floor. That feeling, honey, I can't miss. You leave me wanting all of this and more. And I go woo-wee-wee, baby, get boogie-woogie all night long. Yeah, I go woo-wee-wee, baby, get boogie-woogie all night long. It don't matter if you only got 2 left feet. Boogie-woogie, baby, if you point at me. You don't need to worry, cause I'll be there in a hurry. It's a while I got. Get along. I've got one good reason.
because I'll be there in a hurry. It's what I gotta do to get along.
That was the amazingly titled Boogie Woogie Baby by Billy Porter. Yeah. And also, I believe we had maybe like a time zone error, but we will definitely try to reschedule with Billy Curtis. But, yes, we are actually running out of time, and I do not
What's
want
up, guys?
To
be- it's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Yeah. I do not want to get cut off. But yes, thank you everyone so much for listening to the wonderful show we have here at josieshow.com. Thank you so much to our surprise caller Amanda and our guest Mandy Price, and we'll reschedule with Billy Curtis. Until then, have fun, be safe, and enjoy your weekend. We will talk to you guys soon. Bye bye.